Hey, what's up, everyone? My name's Tom Davies, and welcome to the Simplify the Game podcast, episode 5. I hope you've enjoyed the episodes of the podcast I've done so far. I've covered a range of different topics. Hopefully you found them to be useful, and some of the ideas and strategies that I've talked about in them have helped you. If they have, I'd really appreciate it if you give this podcast a like, give me a review on iTunes or wherever you download or stream your podcast from. That'd be fantastic. I really appreciate the reviews I've had so far on iTunes. That's brilliant. I really like to see people enjoying the podcast. And if you could screenshot your phone whilst you're listening to the podcast and then tag me in your Instagram story, that'd be brilliant as well. It's really good to see people engaging with the podcast. And yeah, I just, if you have any questions on anything I cover or you'd like me to cover a particular topic, then fire me a message. Instagram is simplify_the_game. My Facebook page at Simplify the Game Podcast, and I have an email address, asktomdavies@gmail.com. Without further ado, the topic of today's podcast is start. Single word, it's got quite a lot of connotations and stigmas to it. And I like to start with a quote, a famous motivational speaker called Zig Ziglar. A lot of you have probably already heard this before, but his famous quote is, "You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great." And he's kind of touching on a really key element to any kind of change you're looking to make, any kind of area where you're looking to improve in your life or change the way you do things. You can spend a lot of time sitting around and waiting and planning and looking for these perfect conditions to be in place for you to start. But those conditions are never going to exist. There's never going to be the perfect time for you to start your journey in whatever form that may take. You know, for me, what that quote says is you don't have to have everything completely worked out before you start. You don't have to have all of the knowledge. You don't have to have everything in your mind completely squared away and know exactly what it is you need to do, exactly what it is you want to do. Because if you wait for that information and you wait for that certainty that you know exactly what it is you need to do, then you're never going to start, because there's always going to be something in the back of your mind. There's always going to be something that you don't know, or in some way that you're unprepared to commit and start your journey, that you can just procrastinate forever and then never really achieve anything. I think one of the biggest risks is regret. You don't want to end up regretting having never tried to do something, or regretting not starting something because you weren't sure how it was going to turn out, or what the things you were going to do to start your journey or progress on your journey. And this ties into what I was talking about in episode 4, small changes. One of the reasons it can seem so daunting to start is because you are focusing on the massive difference between where you are now and where you want to be. Whereas if you break that down into smaller chunks, if you take the example of an essay, you wouldn't tackle that all in one go. You would break that down into manageable pieces and then do each one of those, perhaps a paragraph at a time. Or even in the case of reading a book, you don't read a whole book in one go. I mean, you could, but it's difficult. You break it down into chapters so you can read individual chapters. And this is the way it's much more efficient to approach your goals. You break them down into chapters, you break them down into individual small changes like I've talked about, and then it makes them much more manageable. And then suddenly you don't have this massive task to start. You just need to start on the first step to get into where you want to be. I think a lot of people, when they're waiting to start something, they're thinking, oh, diet starts on Monday, you know. I've had a tough week. I've indulged a bit of the weekend. Diet starts on Monday. Diet starts on Monday. But then next Monday comes, and the Monday after, and the Monday after, and suddenly you're 6 months down the line and you haven't started. You know, you've still got these goals that you want to accomplish, but you're just not committing to it and you're not getting yourself going to actually start. And then suddenly you're a couple of months down the line and you wish you'd started already, because you could have made those 2 months worth of progress, but you haven't, because you've been sitting there procrastinating. Also, you know, unless you do start, unless you do embark on your journey, you commit and you take action, you're never going to learn from any of the mistakes you've made. You could sit there for weeks or months and come up with what you think is the perfect plan. You've nailed down all of the different intricate details. You've worked out everything that it is you need to do, or that you think you need to do, and the way it's going to work. Perhaps you've read all of the books. You know, you've taken in all of the information you can find online. You've read all of the books. Maybe you've been to a seminar, maybe you've talked to the experts in that field, they've given you some advice, and you come up with this brilliant plan on paper, you've got that all together, but then when you start and it falls apart, and then you've got nothing, because you spent all that time planning and no time doing. You haven't learned anything from any mistakes that you could have made along the way. Or you find out once you started that actually this isn't a plan that you can adhere to. The plan that you've put in place isn't something that you can actually realistically do because you haven't trialed it in your lifestyle. You haven't tried to deploy those strategies in your life. You don't know whether it works or not. You know, on paper, it's a really good plan. This person has followed it. They've told you, oh, what you need to do is this and this and this. You have to eat in this way. I achieved great results from doing this. Or, you know, I was like you. I wasn't sure what to do. So I did this and it worked brilliantly. But now I'm 10% body fat. But until you try it for yourself, you don't know that that's going to work. You can come up with this brilliant plan. You can say, oh, you know what? Diet starts on Monday. I'm going to smash it, right? So you start on Monday and then you realize that you'd put all of your faith into this plan, all of your commitment has gone into this one plan, but it doesn't work. What do you do then? Because you've put all of your eggs in that one basket and now you have to go back and start again. Whereas if you'd started already, if you'd committed to it and, you know, taken action, you would have got that feedback that much sooner and you would have been able to learn from that mistake, change it around and then deploy something else, which then maybe was successful, maybe it wouldn't. But, you know, at least you've tried, at least you've put some content out there, you've tried to implement something and you've got that feedback loop already. Similarly, there's another quote that I really quite like. You know, it's kind of similar to the first one, but it's a lot more, I don't know, say robust. And it's in the form of an acronym, JFDI. Just fucking do it. So, you know, you can sit around, you can plan, you can try and come up with all these schemes or ways in which you're going to do something. But until you do it, you don't know that it works, like I've talked about. It's unlikely that the first plan that you put into action is going to be the one that gets you to where you want to be. Like I've said, you can kind of plan all you want, but until you put it into action, you don't know whether that's suitable for you and whether it's going to work. But that first plan, that first idea that you have, if that turns out to be unsustainable, if it's something completely new that you haven't tried before, it's pretty likely that it's not going to work. And you're going to have to change something. And the earlier that you commit and take action, the earlier you're going to find out that that process isn't the one that you need to follow and something else works for you. This idea that you've had or this plan you've picked up from someone or that you've been told about or that you've read in a magazine, perhaps it's a fad diet and some celebrity has lost half of her body weight or half of his body weight doing this particular plan, but it just doesn't work for you. Everyone's different. Everyone's psychology is different. And what works for one person may well not work for another person. So unless you try it, unless you have a go, unless you commit to taking action, you're never going to know if it will work for you. The earlier that you suffer that failure, that setback, the quicker you're able to respond to it, the quicker you're able to rebound, try something else and get back in the game. Whereas if you were to commit to one single plan and that turned out not to work, perhaps you take a massive hit, you know, negative mindset kicks in, you think, oh, I can't do this. I'm not meant to do this. You've gone back to eating donuts and fucking pizza every night, you're not getting anywhere and you're still feeling like you're not achieving anything, whereas all you needed to do was perhaps change a couple of things, make that plan work for you. Maybe it was the right plan, but you need to adjust a few elements of it. Unless you get that feedback, unless you commit and take action, you'll never know. And then when you get that feedback, there's a number of different ways you could use it. If you try something and maybe it fails, maybe it succeeds, and maybe ask these questions when you think about it. So what did I try? I tried going to the gym every day in the week and that didn't work. I tried going to gym classes. I didn't really enjoy that much. I tried running out on the road on my own. Or maybe you tried cycling, anything. I tried swimming. And then what happened? So when you tried that activity, that thing, that recipe, what happened? Did you like it? Was it good? Did it help? Was it something you could see yourself doing for the rest of your life? Did you enjoy it that much? Did you go to the gym? Did you hate it? Were you intimidated by the people there? Understanding what you did and what happened and how you felt about it gives you a really good feedback loop into understanding what it is you need to do next or what it is you need to change. So then ask yourself, if what happened, was that positive? Did that get me closer to my goal? Maybe you were intimidated by the gym before, you didn't really like that kind of training environment, but you joined up and you went. You went consistently for 3 weeks, 8 weeks. That's a massively positive thing and it got you a lot closer to your goal. So you should be really proud of that and that's an achievement within itself. If it was positive, is there a way that you can improve it? Is there something else you could do to make it even better? Look at a continuous improvement cycle, then look at the way in which you do something and could you make it better? Better doesn't necessarily mean it gets you to your goal faster. Better could mean it's more sustainable. Better means you could improve your adherence by changing the way you do something. So it's important to understand how you can improve a process. Like I said, it's unlikely that the first time you try something, it's going to go perfectly well. So then if it wasn't positive, what can I change to make it more effective? Was there something I tried that I didn't like? So maybe you went to the gym, you didn't like it, it created a negative stigma around that kind of exercise. So you don't want to go to the gym anymore. That's okay. Why don't you join the leisure center and go swimming? Why don't you try maybe a dance class, maybe a street dance class? Maybe you don't get on very well with working out on your own or working out with a friend. Perhaps you don't really enjoy it that much, but maybe a group exercise class. Maybe when there's a bunch of people there, you've got some nice and banging tunes. Maybe that gets you going. Maybe you're like, yeah, and get down with this. Do a bit of Zumba, do a bit of street dance, throw some freaking shapes, man. Whatever it is that you need to do, like, it's still exercise at the end of the day. You're still raising your heart rate. You're still getting a good sweat on. You're still burning calories. If you're doing something you enjoy, you're likely to increase your adherence because you're going to want to keep doing it. If that thing is exercise classes, then you want to keep going. You want to go again and again. Like I've talked about through every episode, adherence is the absolute key. Maybe there's bits of it that you enjoyed, although it didn't work. So maybe you quite enjoyed going to the gym, but you know, you felt a bit lost being on your own. So maybe you hire a personal trainer for a few sessions to get yourself a bit of a program going. So you've got that accountability to another person. You've got their expertise and their help and their guidance to show you what it is you can do. And then after that, you're happy enough and you can go off and do it on your own. Or are there other things that I'd rather incorporate? So maybe there's a certain type of training that you want to do, or, you know, you want to do a mixture of different things. Perhaps you want to go to the gym twice a week and then swim another day. Or maybe you want to do a couple of classes and then do a PT session. Understanding what elements of what you tried you enjoyed, how they could have been improved, how they could be changed, some other things that you might enjoy more, it gives you a really good feedback loop on what you can do next time. Yeah, before you start, it might seem like it's a massively daunting task, and in some cases maybe it is. Maybe the thing you're trying to achieve is really challenging for you. Maybe it's a massive goal, it's a dream of yours to be able to achieve this thing. And then yeah, it is going to be challenging, it is going to be scary, but as soon as you commit, you take action and you start acting on the things that you need to do to get to where you want to be, you're starting to make progress. So although it is a long journey, if you're making progress, you're making changes, you're making positive changes towards your goal, then that's all good. You're moving forward, you're progressing. You know, you're not sitting on the sofa in the evening watching TV. You're out at the gym maybe, you're out for a run, you're out walking, you're doing something that's active. Perhaps instead of watching the TV, you're cooking a nice meal from scratch with fresh ingredients. You're making these positive changes and you're progressing. So, you know, maybe your recipe doesn't go right the first two or three times. That's fine. Just try it again. Perhaps you go for a run and you only make it half a mile and then you're fucked. That's fine. You've given it a go. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be Usain Bolt straight out of the gate. As long as you are taking that action and you're getting involved and getting closer to where you want to be, that's all good. You're making progress. I think this idea resonates with me, and I'm sure it's going to resonate with a lot of other people. You learn a lot more from the mistakes that you make and the failures that you have rather than your successes. You learn a lot more from adversity and overcoming adversity and learning how to turn a challenge into a success than you do from any of the successes you're going to have. Because overcoming that adversity means that you have to think. You have to construct a solution to a problem, and that's much more powerful than being successful. So the sooner you take action, the sooner you start on your journey, the quicker you're going to fail and the quicker you're going to find out, okay, so maybe I don't want to do that. Maybe I need to do this. Perhaps that idea, that dieting strategy, that nutrition strategy wasn't the one for me. That's okay. That's cool. There's another one, or I can change a couple of these things around and that'll help. So let's take an example. You sign up for a nutrition plan with a personal trainer or a website or something. You have your meal plan, which is chicken, brown rice and broccoli. And you have to have that four times a day. But you fucking hate broccoli. So how many days are you going to last eating that before you decide you don't want to do it anymore? But you've looked at that plan and you thought that's worked really well for them. So it's going to work for me. But then it doesn't. And you realize that to achieve your goal, you don't need to be that strict. You don't need to have that kind of plan in place. You can be less strict and achieve the same results that you want to. But at least you tried it and you found out that that kind of thing isn't for you. If you plan for too long and if you look at ways in which you could operate, ways in which you could commit and take action, you can paralyze yourself with fear, the fear of what if. what if I try this and it doesn't work? What if I sign up to that and I can't do it? And the fear of failure, you don't want to go and try something, tell a bunch of people you're going to go do it, and then it turns out that you can't do it or you fail. You don't want to suffer that negative feeling, that negativity. But in reality, unless you do try it, you're never going to know. And if you don't commit, take action, you may never realize the goals and the dreams that you have. If you say, I'm going to achieve X, and then you don't, but you get 50, 60, 75% of the way towards it, you've achieved a massive goal there. You've got so much closer to where you wanted to be. And if there are people out there who are going to be negative about that, then they need to jog on, because probably they're jealous. They haven't got the balls to go out and do what they need to do to get to where they want to be. They're quite happy plodding along in mediocrity. And you've stuck your head out. You've gone, I'm going to do this. I'm going to achieve this. And they're jealous of your bravery. You can't overanalyze, paralysis by analysis. You got to get out there. You got to do things. You got to try things. You got to get that feedback. Find out what it is you like and find out what it is that's going to get you to where you want to be. One of the key fundamentals in all this for me is taking ownership. You have to take ownership. It is your fault. No one else's. You can't blame anyone else for where you are, the situation you're in, the state of your health or nutrition, your happiness, anything like that. It's all down to you. It's all your fault. That should be a really empowering statement. That's a really empowering thought. Let's take the two extremes. So perhaps you're in a bad place. You're not very fit. You're not very healthy. You're quite overweight or obese. Maybe you're just not happy with how you look. Maybe you're not happy with your physical appearance. Maybe you're not happy with your sporting performance. Maybe you just want to be a bit healthier. Maybe you have a series of negative relationships with food. Maybe you binge eat. Maybe you binge drink. Anything. But it's all your fault. The situation you are in now, whatever that may be, is your fault. But that means you can change it. If it's your fault that you've got into that situation, then you can get yourself out of it. And that's where the real power is. Conversely, if you're in a really great place, if you're really happy with your physical appearance, your sporting performance, your physical performance, your health and your nutrition, you should be proud of that. That is all your fault as well. No one else's. You did it to get yourself there. And that's the key. That's why it's so empowering. If it's your fault where you are, then you can get yourself out of it. You can get yourself where you want to be. No one else. You have to commit and take action and be the person you want to be to get yourself where you want to go. So we talked a lot about training in this episode, but really the same principles apply to nutrition. And if you have a nutrition plan in place, but certain elements of it you didn't enjoy, maybe you want to swap some foods out for something else. Maybe you're looking at carb distribution throughout a week. Maybe you want some high carb days and low carb days. Maybe that helps you out. Whereas if you have the same number of carbs every day, you don't really enjoy that much. Changing things around like that and having that feedback means that you understand more about yourself. You understand more about how your body responds to certain foods or the foods that you enjoy more. Maybe when you started, you didn't really understand that you don't like cold chicken every day. Or maybe you want to have something else. And having that understanding and that knowledge means that you can change up what it is you're doing so that you can, you know, you enjoy it more, you increase your adherence, and you get that much closer to your goal. The key takeaway I'd like you to get from this is that you can't wait for the perfect conditions to exist for you to start something, for you to start on the road to your goals and dreams, because those perfect conditions just don't exist. You have to start, you have to commit and take action. You have to find out what it is you need to do, how you need to implement some strategies in your life to get that bit closer to your goal. Break them down into smaller, manageable chunks, into shorter goals, and then test out strategies against them. Find out how you get on. Get that feedback. Ask yourself the questions I mentioned, perhaps. Find out what it is you enjoy. If you've not tried healthy eating before, maybe you're new to a sort of a healthy eating strategy and you don't know what it is you like, you're going to have to start and you have to try some stuff to find out what it is you do like. I'm going to wrap this episode up there. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode. I really enjoy making these, so it would mean a lot if you could leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud. Subscribe to my podcast wherever you stream or download them. I'd love to hear from you guys. If this podcast has resonated with you and you're now looking to start something, that'd be fantastic. Let's get some momentum going. I'd love to hear from people who are starting a new nutrition plan, looking at new recipes or something. My Instagram is simplify_the_game. Post up a bunch of different styles of content on there. I'm going to be doing some more blogs for my Facebook page. And as always, I've got my email address, asktomdavies@gmail.com, for any of your questions. I hope this has been useful. Hope you've enjoyed it. It's been entertaining. Stop procrastinating. Stop making up reasons why you can't do something. Stop looking for those perfect conditions. Just fucking do it, all right? I've been Tom Davies, and this has been the Simplify the Game podcast. Have a great day.